Othello, 1997. Because of the precise rules of games and the ability to determine a winner in the playing process, games have been a popular testing arena for AI researchers. Also, the AI system can often play millions of games against itself or other AI players so as to improve and gain insight. One interesting game to which AI has been successfully applied is Othello, also called Reversi, which was mentioned in an 1886 edition of the Saturday Review and dates much farther back in time. The game of Othello is played on an 8x8 grid with discs that are white on one side and black on the other. During a turn, a player places a disc with the player's color facing up. Imagine you are playing black, and you place your disc at one end of a line of white pieces with another black disc at the other end. In that scenario, the intermediate white discs are turned over to black. In other words, discs are flipped by a play that sandwiches them between opposite color discs, and the player with the majority color at the end of the game is the winner. One reason the game is so challenging for humans to visualize is that, unlike chess and checkers, the colors of Othello pieces may keep changing. Since around 1980, Othello computer programs have easily defeated professional players. In 1997, Logistello, a computer program created by Canadian computer scientist Michael Burrow, defeated the human champion Takeshi Murakami by the score of 6-0. At the time, Murakami, a 32-year-old English teacher from Tokyo, seemed surprised at his defeat, saying that at least one Logistello move was unfathomable because it was so different from a move a human would make. The number of legal positions in Othello is at most 10 to the 28th power. Even today, Othello is considered an unsolved game in the sense that no one has proved what the outcome of a game would be if both sides played perfect games. See also Tic-Tac-Toe, circa 1300 BCE, Mastermind, 1970, Checkers and AI, 1994, Deep Blue defeats Chess Champion, 1997, AlphaGo Go Champion, 2016.